Hey friends, welcome to The Stationery Cafe, your podcast for everything stationery, journaling, planning related, and fun things happening in the community. I'm April from Penguins Creative, and in today's episode, our special stationery enthusiast is Andy from Story Pages. He's a fashion designer based in New York, and his traveler's notebook and Hoichi pages are so colorful and inspiring, and I can't wait to share his stories today. Hey, Andy, how are you?
Hi, April. Nice to finally meet you.
I know. Welcome to the Stationery Cafe. Oh, my gosh. We were going to meet back in April. Yes, we were. New York trip is just like gone with the wind because of coronavirus. Mm-hmm. But we had so much plans to meet at Yoseika, first of all, cafe journaling. And then I was hoping to see your traveler's notebook and Hobonichi in person. But what a shame.
I know, I was looking forward to that. And like what we, you know, talked like back and forth earlier, I also was going to meet Christine. So I was like, oh my God, I'm gonna meet like two stationary like superstars.
From
like,
Everyday Explorers Club.
Yeah, I was like, oh my God, like, you know, this is like a dream. And then our friend Miss Rona had other plans. So I was like, oh my God, you know, I was like waiting. I'm like, I'm sure Christine is still gonna happen because I haven't heard anything from, you know, from the class. Mm-hmm. And then it happened like, you know, days before. I'm like, it's not happening.
I know. April was an intense time for New York City for sure, right? Like everyone. Yeah. And we were all very worried and like, you know, concerned over here on the West Coast. And now it's just the whole country. It's like in flames. So yes. It's the same.
But you guys were the epicenter first.
Yes, Seattle.
I was like, oh my God, I'm like, what's happened? I can't believe it's almost September. I really can't.
Oh my gosh, it's 2021 soon. I know. It's crazy. Like, I remember back in April, I still thought like, oh my gosh, this is gonna be crazy. It's gonna be a crazy few months, but hopefully it'll be over soon. Like, we're gonna have a vaccine and like everything's gonna go back to normal. But here we are.
we're still here, and you know, they're already like previewing like planners for next year. Like, do I want like a dated planner or do I not want to?
I know that's a big question, right? Like, do I still have plans? Like,
yeah,
it's been 6 months almost, and like, what's gonna happen, right? But it's funny, I still have like a lineup of like 7 to 8 planners I want to use next year. So
I know. I mean, I saw the Hobonichi and I'm like, I want that Sesame Street. And I saw that you went to Portland. And you, did you get that Nina Perhonen ablation? Or
I did not. I got the letter.
You got that one. Mm-hmm. Oh my God. But the Mina one is like, it reminds me of like being a fashion student. Like the embroidery and like the beadwork is just so beautiful. Like, I thought about getting one of those, but I'm like, I'm a new Hobonichi person, so like maybe I should like get like the baseline.
I know. Well, there's definitely a lot to choose from next year, especially with the lineup. By the time this episode comes out, the review will be all out. So we'll see what you end up choosing. They just like kills us every single year. Is this your first year with the Hobonichi? Like,
I started because I got yes, it's my first year. I got the Dashenka, the cute dog one from Yoseika. And I was like, you know, I was like having a hard time. Like, do I want this? But, you know, I joined your Facebook group and I started like looking. I'm like, I don't have a Hobonichi, but I'm going to take a gander. Like, maybe I would be enticed. And everybody there are like enablers. So I started like looking and I was messaging Daisy. I said, do you guys still have any of those Hobonichis left? And we were going back and forth. Mm-hmm. So, and she like really did a good job of like walking through like, you know, Hobonichi with me. Does. And then I said, okay, I'm going to go there. I'm going to get that Dashenka one. And I did. So I didn't have the, it was for this year. And I wanted to use it for like the remainder of last year.
Oh, I see.
There's a member of the Facebook group that donated one book to me. Her name's Teresa. So she was so, I said I was willing to pay, but she's like, I'm just, you know, passing it forward to you. Like, you
this
know,
is pay, what we know. Do. We kind of enable and like, you know, string people into this Obonichi world.
She was very sweet. And I was like, I started using it. Mm-hmm. And then I realized, I was still using it in the beginning of the year. And I realized, you know, I switched books. And then I realized it's too small.
Right, because so, like, you got the original size, the A6
size. And then I got the A5 because, like, I kept seeing it on Amazon. It kept, like, sending me, like, you know, emails. You might want this. You might want. They have the Aki Kondo, that floral one. So this one, they kept emailing me. Amazon kept emailing me. So I was like,
Field of Flowers was the A5 cousin. And yes, that little like kind of illustrative style. It looks like crayon. And actually, you know, when I saw this, I was thinking to myself, that's very you, because I was going to bring it up later, but your spreads and your style has like this neon puff to it.
And this
cover is like, it's like essentially neon in like the entire color scheme. And I just thought, like, what a great cover for you and your style. And actually, I'm okay, let's start with like your lineup, because you already started going into it. First of all, answer this question: when did you start journaling? When did you start this habit? And then tell us about, like, what books do you have, what are you using right now?
So I actually started in high school with a Filofax. I think I was like 14, 15. I had a friend who would travel like all over the world, like during summer breaks. Mm. And she went to London one time, and she went to this store called Paper Chase. Mm-hmm. She had gotten me like a clear Filofax. And it was like the three rings, and I thought it was like really beautiful. I just had like a lot of like doodling. I used like this Stabilo markers. Mm-hmm. I don't know if I'm saying that right. Like, it's German. And so I would use, like, I would just like color, and I was the only one using it. So I was like, okay. I was like, nobody's like using, they called it like organizer. And I wish I kept it. But I moved around, like, sometimes, like, I would have dreams of it, like, you know, it would be nice to, like, take, because, like, years ago, like, it would be nice to, like, look back at how I was using it, like, back when I was younger. So, that was what started it. And then I was big on, I grew up in the Philippines. Mm-hmm. So we had, like, this store there called Giftgate, where they carried all the Sanrio items. So that was like really like my, you know, the name is like so appropriate, because that was like my gateway to like stationery.
I
was
the gateway drug.
Yeah, the gateway or something. You know, I was like, I was always there. And then you know, being Asian, you know, I grew up with my grandparents who are like overachievers. Mm-hmm. So they're like, if you do well with your grades, then you get to pick whatever you want. Yeah. So I was like, okay, I want to go to Giftgate, and I want all the stationery that I can have. I was like happy with that. And then like during, like in class, when we go back to school in class, like during recess, like the girls and I, like, you know, when boys would like trade Marvel cards. I mean, I did like Marvel too, but I was like, I would like hang out with the girls. I'm like, let's trade stationery.
Like, you know, it's exactly. Like,
you know, yeah.
That's the currency of youth.
Yeah, exactly. I was like, in grade school, like these girls would have all of this stationery. Like they would have like the pads, and then they would be like, do you want to like trade, like give me like 5 sheets of those, and I'll give you like 5 of mine. So that's what we did. I'm like, okay. So that's really what started it. Sanrio really like started it for me. Nice. And then high school, I had that Filofax. And then it kind of stopped because I moved around. I remember I also had like a scrapbook like for senior year. And then it stopped when I went to design school. So I moved around, and I wish I had kept all those books. And then in design school, you know, it just sucked all of my creativity. I'm like, there's a project like every week. I'm like, I don't want to be creative in my free time. Like, let's do something else. So it stopped for a while. But I do remember I kept some of my rubber stamps. Mm-hmm. But since I moved around too, like I had a roommate who had ferrets. And he would let them loose when I'm gone.
Where's the story going?
Oh my God, April. It was like I got the stamps from Itoya in Japan, like on a trip to Japan. And I got home, they were destroyed. They were eaten by the ferrets. And I was like holding on to those stamps because like, you know, like I got them from like a trip to Japan. And I'm like, oh my God, like, and that was it. I was like, okay, so much for trying to have a hobby again. So like I had to throw my stamps. I'm like, I saved one, like from, it's like, it's, I don't know, maybe 20 years old now. It just says like air mail. So that's like the only one that the ferrets didn't chew on.
Oh my God.
So I was really upset. And then, you know, I said goodbye to that. And then I moved to New York. And then that's when I realized, you know, like the city is so stressful. Like you have to have like some kind of like an outlet. And though like my job is like, you know, it's creative, it's still a job. I feel like you need to do something that's, you know, that makes you happy.
Right.
And then, you know, like 2018 was when I discovered the Traveler's Notebook. Somebody had sent me a moleskin that from Asia, like one of those like moleskin that was like a planner, like a Starbucks planner that was like a moleskin.
Right.
So I said, oh, this is so cute. Like the graphics inside are so cute. Maybe I'll make use of it. So I tried. And then I would like, I don't know. It's weird, like how your phone knows like what you're doing all of a sudden.
And then they start recommending all these other stationery things.
Yeah. So all of a sudden, it's just so weird, you know. And then it started recommending the notebook. Like I would follow this account, and then I said, "These notebooks are really beautiful, and the way they use it, it's like, you know, they're so good." And I said, I ditched the moleskin like halfway through. I went to Goods for the Study, and I got like a Traveler's Notebook. I got one, and then my boyfriend's like, "Oh, I want this notebook." And I said, "You know, I said, okay, you can have it. I'll just come back. I'll just go back to the city tomorrow and grab another. I'll just go back to Goods for the Study and grab another one for myself." So I did that, and then you know we both ended up, you know, having Traveler's Notebooks, and that's what started it.
Oh wait, so what's the favorite color of that Traveler's Notebook that you got, that first one?
The first one is just like the camel. I wanted the brown. Olive was, yeah. I think Kino Kuniya also carried the olive, and I read that it was like limited edition. I asked my boyfriend, like, should I get this? But he was like, I hope nobody gets offended by this. Like anyone who has like an olive, this is what he said. It's like a teacher's notebook. And I'm like, there's nothing wrong with that. It's like, yeah, if you're like, you know, like, and I'm like, are we ageist now? Like we can't be ageist. So like, he says, it's like for an old, there's no personality. I'm like, no, it's like, green is my favorite color. So I wanted
mine
it.
Too.
Yeah. I was like, green is like my absolute favorite color. So I really wanted it. And then I realized if it's limited edition, it might be difficult to like, I'm a purist. So if at the time, like I wanted a pen loop and I couldn't find like an olive pen loop. So I was like, okay, forget it. I'm not going to get the olive because there's no pen loop because I want my pen loop to be olive too. So I just said, I'll just get the camel. I wanted the brown, but he's like, I think the camel's a nicer color. So I ended up getting the camel.
The camel's so pretty though.
Yeah, the suede, right? Mm-hmm.
So I started with the brown. That's my first one. And then I got, 2018, I got the olive when I was in Taiwan. And that's like, that's going to be my everyday Traveler's Notebook because I love green, and like they came up with the olive. I had to have it. And then I think it was last year or the year, like, oh my gosh, what is time? Maybe the end of 2019, Starbucks Reserve did a special Traveler's Notebook in Japan. And that's the camel with the Starbucks Reserve kind of leather pressed onto the cover. So you have two camels. So you have two camels
now. I have three.
Three camels.
I had to tell you the story. I had to tell you the story how I ended up with three.
Three.
So my first one, I had no intention of like replacing my first one, but it got stained here. I don't know what. I think it was like creamer. I don't know. It was in my backpack. I think it might have been the hand cream I was using, or my boyfriend was saying it's probably like the creamer from the coffee. I don't know what happened. So it was like a huge stain there. And I said, this is ugly. Like, I don't want it to be stained. And, you know, people are like saying, like, just like stain it some more to give it character. And it really was like, I wasn't loving it because it's like really like a big circle, like right smack on like the center. And it was really like an eyesore for me. And I said, okay, I'll try to like pretend it's not there. I'll try to like remember what everybody said that, you know, it'll add character to the notebook, but I couldn't. And then I really wanted a new notebook. And then they came out with a Prada like last fall.
Wow.
And I was like, Rita Sedani. I think you follow her.
Mm-hmm. Yes, Rita.
So we were like talking back and forth, and then, you know, she got a Prada notebook for a friend of hers in Canada. So she was like so gracious enough to like offer. I was like, do you want me to get you?
Right, because she's in London, right? Like she's in the UK.
Yeah. So she did offer, and I said, maybe I'll think about it because like I don't really need it. And then another friend of mine, like a guy friend who like lives right by Selfridges, he's like, I know that I've seen you like post about those notebooks. So I'm like, I'm offering. I can walk to like the department store if you want me to. So I said, sure. And then he was there and he FaceTimed me and he's like, what do you want? Do you want me to get you anything? And then I just said, no, just get me the stickers. I don't need anything from there. And I was like, I was waiting till the last day.
That's crazy. Oh. You have turned down temptation twice.
Yeah, I did. So I waited till the last day. I thought it was the last day, but the last day was the day before. And my friend's like, no, they're gone. And I was like, oh my God, I really regretted it. I'm like, oh my God, I regret it so much. So I was like, oh, I wanted a limited edition. So I posted something on Instagram saying that I'm looking to like add another Campbell notebook. And then this one girl who lives in the tri-state area, I don't know if you follow her, Off Paper Scissors, Jessica. Mm-hmm. So she was in Japan recently, like before I posted that. She offered, she said, I got extra Starbucks. So if you want them, I said, oh, I do, because I need to replace my stain cover because it's so stained. It's like, it's not, you know, I can't love it as much as, you know, I did. Like, I can't love it anymore. So she offered. So I ended up getting it. I said, sure, I'll get it. And then a few weeks later, Traveler's Company announced that the Prada notebooks are coming to New York. So I was like, God, I'm like, so I was like, of course, I don't want to say to Jessica, I don't want your notebook anymore. Two around the same time. I was like, okay, I have like two extra notebooks now.
It's meant to be. When fate throws the Prada notebook at you the third time, like where you can actually walk to, you have to get it.
I was like, I had a gym class that day, but I was like, I'm gonna go there before the gym class because who knows if they're gonna sell. So I was like, thankfully we have like reliable trains. So I hopped in a train and I went to Soho. And I was there like in and out. They were offering me champagne. I'm like, I don't need the champagne right now. Like, give me the notebook. Show me the notebook. And that store is like, there's a basement. I think they put it in the basement. So I was like, okay, this store, I mean, working in fashion, I don't really like spend much money because I know how much they cost to make.
Right.
But the Prada notebooks, I'm like, I know how much, I'm pretty sure those are like cheaper than what you're selling them for. But I'm like, I'm not gonna think twice about this notebooks anymore. Like, I missed out twice and I'm not gonna like miss out again. So I was like, give me the notebooks. I was there for like 15 minutes.
You know? That's
like,
hilarious.
In and out. And I was like, I went to the gym and then I almost was late and my instructor was like, why are you sprinting? And I was like, because I came from Soho. Like, what did you do in Soho? I said, I was at the Prada store. They were like, ooh, you fancy. What are you getting at Prada? I'm like, no, I'm not. And I was like, and I just said, you know, towards the end of the class, I said, I got a note because I was like so ecstatic. And I knew they wouldn't understand my Zumba classmates, but I just had to tell someone, I'm like, I got this Prada notebook and it's like really, really lovely. And I can't
it's very exclusive. You have no idea.
Exactly. So I was like, nobody would understand me, but I'm going to say it anyway. So
that's so cool though. But wait, okay. So is it like when you were in Prada at that, like looking, honing in on that like Traverse Notebook, was there a lot of people also going for it? Like, is there people like us who knows the value of that Traverse Notebook with the Prada logo, or is it like, it's kind of like overlooked? Because I had a similar experience when Traverse Company came to the Flatiron and had like a collab with Ace Hotel. So I think that was 2017 or something. And like, I'm like, the most prestigious notebook is like laid out in the lobby with all these fancy paper, and everyone's just like glossing by and walking by. I'm like, can they not see how cool this is? So is it the same way with you and like in the Prada?
You know, because I was there around five. One girl, another girl from Instagram. You know how like the stationery community brings us together.
we gravitate towards the same thing. So yeah.
Yeah, there's this girl. I think she's from Seattle too. Erica Sheehan, ES Photo is her handle. She was here, and then she looked into the Prada, and I think she did mention that she was there during like right when the store opened, and she did say that there was some interest. There were people like looking, people who know about the collaboration. So there, you know, maybe during the day, but during the time I went around like after work, it was just me. I was like the only crazy one. Like, you know, I'm like, I don't need help. I know what I want. Except, because like, you know, when you go to like high-end stores or like, they profile you if you're not, you know.
Right, yeah.
You know, it's sadly. And, you know, I'm like, I'm not here for anything. I just want the notebook. You know? I mean, I really tell them straight out. And I know what I want. And then one girl was like, I think she was like so turned off because I was like, I don't have time to like chit chat. I just really want the notebook. She's like, probably going to sell you like this, sell you that. Like, I know what I want. So just give me the notebook. Like, I'm out of here. You know? So like, it was just me.
But yeah, that's so cool though. I love your story about the Prada. So now you have three Camel regular Traverse notebooks.
Yeah.
That you all use. Like, I see they're pretty filled from your photos. Like, do you... I see. Okay, all right. I know what you mean now. You're just switching out the cover kind. Like, just like,
you know, since James was like a recent guest, he also was like another one who enabled me because he commented, I posted it. I think I posted about like, I have two notebooks now. What am I gonna do? So I think he commented, and he's like, oh girl, I think you should just keep both. I think with what I've learned is that you should just buy everything. So I was like, okay, I'm just gonna keep I'm gonna listen to you, James. So I'm like, you know, I'm gonna tell you this, like, I really was so excited to open the notebook, but I didn't until like a week later. I actually sent it to Bomb Kuhan first
for some customization.
So I was like thinking, which should I send, like the Starbucks or like the Prada? I was like, what would I use first? Like, I guess like having worked in fashion, or like working in fashion, I feel like maybe the Prada is something that's like dearer to me. Mm-hmm. Although I don't know if you've heard that, like, or if you've read in like the Facebook group, like there were like some users who were not so happy with collaboration. I was like, you know, like, you know, like, I mean, even Traveler's Company had to release a statement. I didn't realize it was that big. It, like, the magnitude was like, you know, I was like, why are people not liking the product collaboration? I would read the comments. I was like, okay, like, why are they so upset? They're like, it doesn't go with like the mission statement. I was like, maybe they want to reach out to a different, you know, kind of customer. Because I do have like classmates, like, you know, in fashion school who are like, you know, they don't know the Traveler's Notebook, but then they saw the Prada and they were like, oh, I want that notebook. So it is a completely different customer, you know? Right. So I'm like, it's like from a business standpoint, I think it's a good idea that they collaborated with Prada, because there are fashion girls who are like diehard like fans of like.
Yes, yeah, definitely. You know? So that was super interesting back then. Yeah. With that lashback, I think we talked about it, yeah, in one of the earlier episodes. And it's just so cool to now know someone who actually owns it. Like, that's like really down to earth. So it really goes to show, you know, the Prada brand doesn't just go off to into like the high-end market. Some people do want to use it, and you know, it kind of brings down that friendliness of the high fashion brand. And I think it works for you because that's your field, and now you own something that's practical to you. As it's stuffed, right? Like, you're actually using it. It's not just like a bag that sits somewhere.
Exactly. You know, if I were a girl, I'd probably be more interested in, like, you know, like, because I have friends who are like, I went to like Paris with like one of my very best friends from design school, and she was like, she was more concerned about, I get that they're cheaper over there versus like buying them in the States because of like the duties and taxes and all that. So she was like, you know, she cared for the bags and I didn't. Thankfully, I don't. I mean, I'm gay, but I feel like I don't need those bags. I'm not a girl to like have like a different purse like every day. So I was like, you know, but when they released that Prada notebook, I was like, resonated with me. I think it circles back to like the fact that, you know, I mean, I did go to fashion school, and like when I posted it, there were some classmates of mine who were really very interested. So, you know, I didn't understand the why people were hating on it, but I think it was a very good decision to like partner with a fashion brand, because I think it did appeal to a different kind of like customers who may not necessarily do what we do with the notebooks, but you know, maybe they would write, you know, or whatever, like they're ever
now I'm really ever. Curious, what would they write it? And you know, like, what do people outside of our community do with those notebooks? That would be really interesting to kind of follow up and see, you know, like, what kind of content do they put into their notebooks, right? Yeah, you gotta tell me what you use them for. Like, what do you use your TNs for?
So at first I was lost. I just really wanted those notebooks. And, you know, I was like, because I was rusty, and, you know, I tried to like, I really try to remember what I did with those file effects, that file effects that I had. And I was like looking at everybody, what everybody was doing. And I tried to like emulate their style, because you see a lot of like the muted colors, because that's all I would see like all the time, you know? And I was like, I would try to emulate that, and I would not, I felt like I wasn't successful. I was like, you know, they're all, I love color. Like, even in design school, I struggled with being inventive with like silhouettes. So I had classmates who were like, I want to be like the next Alexander McQueen, or I want, like, Lady Gaga was like, so like, she was like so popular back then. So I had these classmates who would like come up with like crazy shapes. I'm like, okay, how can you like, how can you move with, you know, like, they're very creative, but it's not me. I'm like, okay, I'm not doing so well here. And then I had like a teacher who like sat me down, like, you know what your strength is, like your clothes are very, your projects are very simple, but if you'll notice, nobody here uses color. Like, you're the only one who actually uses color. And I didn't realize that until she said it. And she's like, you should like use that to your advantage. You should like hone that and just like perfect it. And then ever since, I just, I love color theory as a class. And ever since, I just like listened to her, like, my clothes were very, very simple, but I use a lot of color and print. So I guess when I tried to be someone I'm not, like, as far as like journaling, because it's what I saw on like on Instagram, I'm like, I want to like do what they're doing. Like, you know, it's all muted, and I didn't succeed. I didn't like them. So I said, you know what? I'm just gonna like start doing my, you know, my own thing. I'm gonna like use color and just like, you know, run away with it and see what happens. I started with the weekly vertical because I wanted to use the notebook as a memory keeper of some sort, because I would like see, I didn't understand how like people used it. I would just like look at the pictures, and I'm not necessarily like, because I was new to the community, and I was like, I had like zero followers. Like, why would they reply to me? Like, you know, I had like questions. Like, oh my God, like, you know, I would like comment, and you know, and there were some people who would like answer back, like people from like all over Asia. You know, they would answer back. And then, you know, I wish I remembered. Oh, the one girl that I really remembered that would like patiently answer my questions. Her name is Rara Gokrafti. I think she's Indonesian or Malaysian, but she was the one who was very helpful. Like she said, like, I use a traveler's notebook and this and that. And she told me about MT, Nasty Tape. Yeah, and ever since I was like, I don't use any other washi tape except for MT. This girl told me about it. So that's when it started. And then, you know, because I didn't know what people were using. Sometimes they wouldn't tag, some people would tag like the products, most people don't. So I was like, I want to know what they're using because those stamps are beautiful. I started Googling and then I started like getting, you know, like Nico Neko is like number one in the list. So I really didn't know what I was doing in the beginning, to be honest. I just like was, it was like a hodgepodge of things. I would like tear articles from the New York Times because at the time it was very like everything in the news is like something that you should really like, I feel like you should like document, all even if they're bad, like yeah. so like the topics are so polarizing that, you know, maybe I should document, because I didn't know what to put. It's right. Like, okay, I'll maybe tear like, you know, some articles or like the headline with New York Times or the Olympics. Like I had crushes on like some athletes. I would print their pictures and I would just like post them. You know how like some people who post like K-pop, whatever.
Yes, K-pop journals. K-pop, and yours the Olympic journal. I have a few friends who are really into like ice skating figures and they like journal about them religiously.
Yeah, I did that. Like I had like a big crush on this French figure skater, Morgan. And I was like, because I didn't know what to put. So I was like, you know what, whatever, I'll put whatever. And I started like seeing, I hate my journal. Like, this is so, you know, pedestrian. I'm like, this is nothing like
pedestrian. I love that word.
It just wasn't, if you see like the level of creativity of everyone in Instagram, I was like, I need to like step up my game. Like what is, you know, I'm not liking my journal, but it was like good practice. Like my first year of the traveler's notebook was a mess, but I, you know, you learn. Like I still, like to this day, there would be like people who follow, who would like message or like comment. Like, how did you get that style? I was like, you just develop it. You know, don't be afraid to make mistakes. You know, I made so many mistakes. Like I don't like my layouts from like,
and they're not really even mistakes, right? They're kind of the journey that you evolve from, right? Yeah. Like it started with documenting things that you like, mm-hmm. documenting things around you, to being more intentionally more creative about the spreads and more like about what you want to put into it.
Right.
So I love that. Like I love that you started with something that you like that you care about, like, you know, the news or like athletes and stuff. Like I have my own K-pop journal that I don't show people, but like
you do.
So it's all like really like kind of going, at least starting somewhere, right? And then eventually I love that you said you emulate different people, but then adding your own flair. Like to me, one of your like the style that I found super distinct was that neon post-it or neon memo paper that you tear up and you do like this like letterpress or typewriter fonts on it, and they became that pop of color in your collage spreads that I don't see on any other people's style. I love that.
Thank you. I actually, you know, that's what I, you know, when I was packing this morning, like for our little show and tell, oh my God, I forgot my neon like post-its. And I remember I have one in the office, but there's a reason why I leave this in the office, because it's not neon, pale blue. But you know, as stationery people, we try to, I mean, every time I go to Staples, I make sure I, you know, leave with at least something for my journal. So every time I go to like Staples, I'm like, I'll look at the deals and like the post-its, because I could use those for my journals. And you know, I've been tagging them, and I have like a friend whose husband works at 3M. I was like, okay, like, can you like hook me up with like the post-its? Because they're not cheap. Like those colored ones are like $22.
Oh wow. So kind of in like a summary, you use your Traverse notebook for like these creative spreads that are half journaling, half like just like a creative outlet, right? And then you probably use your Hobonichi. You say you use the A5 Hobonichi. Is that like your main scheduler or planner? Like, or is it also becoming like these creative spreads too? Like,
it's also a creative. I did hear, like, you know, when James was like on the podcast, he said it's like more, and there's a few other boys who say they have the Hobonichi, but it's like their diary. For me, it's personal in the sense that I post quotes that resonate with me for like the day and like how I feel. Sometimes you feel down and you like just like randomly like, I need like, you know, a pick me up. Like I need like a quote that would remind me that, you know, that I shouldn't be feeling this way. So I would just like, you know, just like, for the day, like it kind of like when you look back, I would remember that I posted that quote because I felt a certain way.
Because
so it it's kind of like a mood, not tracker, but like a mood like notebook.
Mood keeper.
Mood keeper. Yeah. It's like, you know, okay, like I have this where it's like I love Nora Ephron. So it's like one of my favorite quotes like ever, like I know it by heart, and whenever I feel a little like defeated, I just like remind myself of like the quote, like, you know, like above all, like be the heroine, although I'm not a heroine, I'm not a girl, be the heroine of your life, not the victim. So I would post like quotes and like a little like photo or something. It's just like random, like it's like very quick. Because like I usually, with my traveler's notebooks, I don't journal on the fly because I feel like you have to like have like some thought process. You don't want to waste like good paper.
Yeah.
Because like we spend, as stationery lovers, like we spend money on this. You don't want to mess the page, or you don't want to,
you don't want to waste stuff.
Yeah,
right?
Exactly. Yeah. You don't want like La Dolce Vita sticker to go to waste.
I know. Like you pick and choose.
Yeah,
they need to be in certain places, right? No, I totally feel you.
So I feel like I can't journal on the fly. Like you have to actually like sit down and think where like one would go. So like when I started, I started late. So I got like the day free and I just like started like filling it up. Like this is like my very first year. And I would like, it's a mess. But
it's like a collage.
Said,
photos, washi tape, little ephemeras. I love that though. I feel like that's just very bare bone and essential Traverse Notebook style. And then
thank you.
I like how people evolve and like establishing this relationship with Traverse Notebook, where, you know, sometimes it's kind of like not every day that you scrapbook or like create these spreads in it, but like as you collect them over time, it fills up and like it's just, you know, this is a little book of me, you know, in little pieces, and you know, for other
and
people who don't do this, you're missing out on recording precious moments of your life.
Exactly. That's what, you know, that's what I started with. I'm like, I want to like look back a year from now and like go through my books and see what happened that week. It's kind of like how like Instagram reminds you, like this day last year,
on this
memory.
Day.
Yeah, on this day, whatever. Or like time hop. So like, you know, it's kind of like, except it's analog. So like, you know, it's, you know, you have like a physical book. So, you know, my style, like I would usually have a receipt, like, or something. It's like, I used to always like want to have like a receipt. Like my formula was like, there needs to be a receipt. And then there needs to be like a ticket stub. You know, before the pandemic, like my boyfriend and I would watch a movie every week, and it has to be opening night or preview night or nothing. Because like, you know, like I put like movie posters, and sometimes there would like be the date there. So I would like put those on like the week. So like Christopher Robin opened in like August 3. So it has to be on that week.
That's awesome.
And we have to see it on that week. So because, you know, because the ticket stub would also like have to be there and should say the date, so it should be like on that week.
And
so
I love how you use a lot of botanical like pressed flower little stickers to kind of like accent those things.
Those are the things. Like I have to have a receipt, a movie or TV poster, a La Dolce Vita girl, and a botanical sticker. You know, those are like my four. Like it has to be this. I was like, I was very, like, I have mild OCD, so I feel like it has to, like, meet those four, or, like, we're not journaling this week if we don't have those four. So, like, you know, so that was my formula, like, 2 years ago. And then I started becoming looser with that, like, set rule, mm-hmm. like, the self-imposed, like, rule of mine, like, journaling, because, like, I started to become, like, a little more, like, you know, freer, and I started to become, like, I started to adapt, like, to different styles.
I know,
like,
you've been doing different trends too, right? Like, I saw you did the journal this again hashtag Instagram. So you've been experimenting with the little things here and there, right?
That was it's Nairi's challenge. So she said, you know, if there's, like, one thing that you want to redo or, like, do over, what would it be? So I said, oh my god, it's such an interesting, you know, like, challenge, because, like, I know I don't like my style as much. My style from 2 years ago, I don't like as much. So I'm sure there would be a lot of spreads that I would want to, like, redo. So I took part of that, and then, you know, it's still a little. I feel like it's still a little clunky in the sense that there's barely, like, negative space, but you know, there's still a receipt, and thankfully this receipt is, like, with dot matrix printer. So it's not gonna fade.
It's not gonna fade.
So, you know, and then I it's similar. I think I have the one from before. So it's, like, very, it has to be, I think the rule is that it has to be, like, very similar elements, similar topic. So I picked up, like, a Parisian spread. So, but except, you know, adapting, like, a new style, like your style, your current style. So I figured, you know, I feel like less is more. I had negative space here, but I was in this little corner. I had negative space, and then I started stamping. I was like, I'm obsessed with, like, the hours, with those handwritten. I can't write for the life of me. I hate my penmanship. But everybody says that everybody hates their own penmanship. But if you show it to someone, they would say it's beautiful. I'm like, yeah, they're going to say it's beautiful because they're probably just being kind. But this girl, Elaine, she would, like, say to me, no, I like your penmanship, I swear. I'm like, you should start writing more. I'm like, no. So ugly. I mean, and then you see Brett Wright, like, he writes so much on his traveler's notebook, and it's like, oh my god, like, your handwriting is, like, divine, and I can't write like that. So I got obsessed with, like, the hours. So I started, like, stamping one, and I said, I want more, and then put some more. I was like, okay, what happened to the negative space? So, you know, it's still, like, it's kind of, like, the old style still, but I kind of like this one better.
I know, you kind of, I feel like you already mastered the combo of, you know, ephemeris, pieces, color, mm-hmm. stamping all together, which are all very, like, essential elements of, like, the collaging style that the community uh-huh. does today. And then, you know, it's so easy to, like, for beginners like me to, like, go overboard with the stamping and, like, do over layering, you know, like, I need to have at least three different textures in here with, like, seven different stamps. But it definitely is, like, that, like, you know, that, I think that line where it's, like, not too much, but it's not too little, but
yeah,
it's so fun anyway, like that process of stamping and putting things together. I feel like we don't have to be too hard on ourselves, like,
yeah, exactly.
I stamp look back to your heart's, like, content, right?
Yeah, you know what, lately I've been rethinking the washi tapes, and I'm like, okay, I have a ton of washi, but I barely use them these days, because I feel like it, you know, I like what you do too, like, I like bordering my pages with washi, mm-hmm. and, you know, and now I feel like I started to, like, think about whether I want the washi there. Like, I was, like, putting washi last night, and I said, I kept, like, taking them off, like, do I want this here, do I don't want this here, but, you know, so, but I realized it doesn't, you don't have to have, like, washi on every layout. Mm-hmm. You know, maybe you can put it in like a layout, and, you know, because I feel like I was so used to, like, that rule, like, there has to be, like, a washi border, mm-hmm. or nothing, like, there has to be, I have to use, like, a washi. But now I'm like, because of, I think it's also because of the lockdown, I've become, like, looser with my own rules, you know, like, when you and James were, like, talking, Because you like you wanted to know like the male perspective. I think you mentioned that. And it's just it was active for a while, but they haven't been posting lately. There's an account called Boys of Journaling.
I saw that. Yeah.
Yeah, so I think that's how I met Brett. And I saw that his style is like completely different. And his style is like, it's like a lot of like writing, and his handwriting is very beautiful. And it's like very minimal. And he uses a lot of like stickers, like floral, like botanical stickers, and it's a lot of writing. And I would like always like tell him, I wish I could write like you. And then you have James, who's like the king of that, the earth tones and like, you know, soft muted, you know, I'm like, okay, like it's really beautiful and like the layering. And then you have this guy, I think he's Brazilian, Vitor. I think he also uses like the Habanichi, and it's like very like poppy, you know, it's like, this is so cute. Like this boys like have their own styles. And then you also have Sven from like Germany, and there's Janko from also from Germany, who's like, who draws on his notebooks. I'm like, you know, like it's like everybody has just like, every guy has like a different style. So I feel like when I followed that account, I was like, everybody, it's just not for girls anymore. It's nice to see like, you know, like I guess like color outside the lines, because I used like, you have to like just stay within the lines, but now I'm like, okay, there's a bigger space outside, so you can definitely color outside the line. So that's what I started doing. I got the craft refill. I never knew I'd love it. And I'm like, this is actually so, you know, I love it. And I'm like, now I'm questioning whether I want to keep using the dated ones next year, because, you know, somebody had put, I think it's also Nayeli, like it's Nairi who posted something that I'm not going to buy 2021 planners until I see a trailer, like, trailer for the year or something like that. So like, you know, so I was like, it makes you think, like, you know, the InkPad actually asked me like, are you going to be like using like planners next year? I'm like, of course I am, because I think they're like starting to like place their orders. I'm like, I'm definitely like using like a traveler's notebook still. I'm just like thinking.
The InkPad NYC, right? That's the stationery store in New York that has all the stamps. Like they have so many cool things. I remember exploring it back in 2017 or something when I was in Manhattan. And I heard you do demos there.
I do.
Can you tell us a little bit about that? Like traveler's notebook demos?
Yes. So the funny thing is, when I first moved to New York, you know, when I used to live in Williamsburg, I would always take the train. I barely had any friends. So I would just like explore the city on my own. And I would like take the L train off on the last stop in Chelsea. So I would just walk around like Greenwich Village, and I stumbled upon it, like the InkPad. And it's like, had that vintagey like yellow like sign. And I was like, this looks like a beautiful store. And they have like those vintage figures on their window. So I said, okay, I'm gonna walk in. But I was like a lowly assistant designer then. I couldn't afford anything. Or I would like think that, oh my God, the stamps are like $12. I can't afford them. You know, like, do I want a stamp, or do I want like dinner? Or should I have? You know, so I would always just go and like just admire. Like I would get a little intimidated. I didn't know the owner then, like Anna. She's, you know, she's also Taiwanese. And, you know, I would just get intimidated by them, because I wouldn't buy anything. So I would just like look and then leave. And then
The InkPad is also Asian owned. I did not know that.
Yes. She is Asian. I did not know that either.
Oh, until, wow. Like, I always thought it was white lady stamp store.
Yeah, I thought it's funny, because like I used to see Jane. She's like kind of like second in command. I thought she was the owner. And then when I started getting into, when I finally started getting paid better, and started like having a hobby again. So I would go to like, I remember, because at the time I did not know of Yaseka. And at the time, I did not know Nico Neko. So I would go to the InkPad, because I remember it from when I used to live in Brooklyn. So I would go there, and, you know, and then that was really my first. I would spend money there, but I would like look for the things that the community uses.
Right.
So I would like go, and I would like speak to Anna. I would like tell her, Can you order like this, like there's this like stamps that everybody's using. It's called like this Camille Garden. And I was like, I want those stamps. Like I would give her like brands. And you know, like, I don't know if you want to look into this brand and start carrying them because like everybody's using them. So because I was like, so like, I guess I was like,
you're a very helpful customer.
Yeah.
that really gives feedback.
I was like, I established that relationship with her, and then I just kept coming in because like I can finally afford like things here, so I would like go. And then, you know, and then she started like asking me, what do you use the stamps, what do you use this for? And I said to her that I have a traveler's notebook, and you know, like everybody, I started telling her about like the Instagram community, and I started like telling her about his brands, and I started like just showing her my notebook. And then that's when she, you know, she was carrying the traveler's notebook, but because I think it's a different demographic from Yoseka and Nico Neko. Mm-hmm.
They still cater a lot to the American scrapbooking community.
Yeah.
Scrapbooking
and card making community. So she has this traveler's notebook, but she was like, she had to like push them. So she said, maybe you can like do like a class here with my regular clients. And I said, sure, let's talk. I don't know what your clients are like. And you know, it's a definitely different like client base, because they're like rich West Village type of ladies, mm-hmm. who are mostly like retired and are looking for new hobbies.
Right.
Definitely have the money to spend on like crafts and hobbies. So she's like, I want to like introduce this notebook to my customers. I said, sure, let's do it. So we had one class, it's like in the afternoon, and then everybody just started like buying them, you know, because like this ladies like need a new hobby, and they saw that the traveler's notebook are so beautiful. And I mean, it's a really beautiful notebook. So everything flew out of like the store that day.
Awesome. You just enabled the entire demographic.
I'm like, It's a completely different demographic. And I was like, I'm not sure I would relate to this ladies, but you know, she believed in me, Anna believed in me. And I was like, okay, wow. I'll just like do what I know best. I was
teach them the formula, right? Your formula.
Yeah. And then I grew up with grandparents. So it was kind of like easy to like, one of them was, she reminds me of my grandmother, and she lived like a full life. She would tell me, she would go to the classes, and she would tell me stories about like the war, and she would tell me stories about she would tell me stories about like how they owned a radio station, like stuff like that. So you know, it's nice to think that because of a notebook, like you're able to connect with someone who's like not from your generation. So it's like nice to connect. It's a really different demographic. And I had another class where there were two younger like girls within our age.
Right.
Unicorn Mail, that's her like handle on Instagram. And the other girl, I don't think she's on Instagram. They took the workshop. So it was like nice because like it was just like a bunch of women just sharing stories, like coming together and just like, you know, they were asking like, you know, about my style, but I said, this is my style, but I want you to like have your own style,
right,
and run away with it. You know, like you are going to leave this workshop and you are going to perfect that style. And maybe you're going to like, your style is going to evolve like a few months from now. Maybe you're going to want to like, you know, start like layering. Cause like this women were like so afraid with layering. I was like, don't be afraid.
You're just like, it's just paper.
Paste. Yeah, just paste. And like some are afraid of like pasting like something on the wrong spot, which I would be afraid too. But that's why I use this. I don't know if you use the Xyron sticker maker.
Mm-hmm, yes, I do. Yeah.
So you know how they have the repositionable like cartridge. So I use that because I'm not perfect. So I feel like when I found out, we use that in design school for like our croquis, because our teacher is like, do not use like spray adhesive. It's like, you know, bad for your lungs, or you know, don't use glue, because like when you use glue, it like bubbles and all that. It's not flat. So like she enabled us to get like the Xyron. You know, it's crazy, but
and I yeah. love your story, you know, how you came to New York without a friend, you picked up the Traverse notebook, yeah. and now you're like the king of like the scrapbook ladies. I love it.
they are, you know, like they are a fun bunch because funny because like when I first did my first workshop, a week later, I attended a meetup with Yoseka. So it was like from one event and then to another. And the other event is like so much younger. I was like, okay, like this is like, you know, like these are like Traveler's Notebook users are like so much younger. Let's see how you use your notebook. So that was a fun meetup, like arranged by Daisy and Neil. And I thought it was really, really fun. And then Sauri was there and I won that heavyweight contest that they had. Mm-hmm. So I was like, I never win anything. I didn't expect to like win anything, but my Traveler's Notebook was so heavy. I don't know what was. Yeah, I was like, I guess it was the layering. I mean, because at the time I layered a lot, so it was like the heaviest. And then that's when I met Sauri, and then you know, she was quiet. She mainly spoke with Daisy and Neil. And then the next day, my friend and I went to Shop Object, the trade show, and I saw her there. And I didn't know she was from Traveler's Company until like I saw her at the booth. And then we just like developed a relationship since. And she's like, you know, she gave me like a Traveler's tote bag. And then she followed me on Instagram and we started DMing. And then she was here in January and she's like, let's go have dinner. And, you know, I thought that was like nice. It was like a nice thing to do and just like talk about. Of course, like I was like trying to tell her, so what's like the new color or like, what are you, what's the next collaboration? And she was just like, giggle.
I know, like you're trying to get some secrets out from Traveler's Notebook. Yeah. That's so awesome. Cause they did like the Traveler's Caravan. That's probably why she was there, right? Like they bring out all the stamps.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then did they go to InkPad? New York City.
Yeah, they did. Yeah, after Yoseka, they went to InkPad and then they went to Cafe Analog. Mm-hmm. I was like, oh my God, the stamps do travel. So I was like, you know, the traveling stamps. So yeah, that's why it's called Stamp Caravan. I went there because I was so curious. And then they had I didn't know. I think I just stumbled upon something on Instagram that said that they have like a meetup. And I was like, oh my God, I didn't even know that there's like a stationery store in Queens. And then we went and that's when I met Daisy and Neil.
And then Yoseka.
Yeah.
Rabbit hole begins.
Yeah. And, you know, like it's funny because like I also count goods for the study. You have like this four that I go to, but it's like you go for different reasons, mm-hmm. you know?
I know goods for the study is more like, it has that aesthetics that's kind of like apothecary where it's like more curated American, but like industrial tools, yeah. tables, notebooks, and mm-hmm. Nico Neko, I feel like it's the fundamental Japanese,
very yeah.
crafty ones. And Yoseka has a little bit of both, I think.
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. That's how I define it. When people ask me, people from overseas would ask me, yeah, so you go for like different reasons.
And I think for the ink pad, it has all the American creators, you know, yeah. in terms of the stamps. You got Everyday Explorers now, Everyday Explorers Co., and then just all the different like indie American yeah. brands, Kelly Perky more yeah. possibly, yeah. you know, that style.
Cat's Life. I go there for Cat's Life. I go to the ink pad and I go straight to the Cat's Life. And there's also like another brand, 100 Proof Press. Mm. So it's also like an American, it's like vintagey. I couldn't describe it. It's like a lot, it appeals to like a lot of the snail mailers.
Nice.
So yeah, I go yeah. there for that, for 100 Proof Press and Cat's Life Press and Everyday Explorers. So yeah, I go straight whenever I go there. I just go for these things and like the Travelers. And now they carry like Apres. And I've been telling her, you know, maybe you should look into carrying Peon.
Mm-hmm.
No, mm-hmm. yeah, because nobody carries them in the States. I don't think so.
So on that note, final question to wrap up the episode. Mm-hmm. What's your, like, of all the stationery items, what do you collect the most right now, like, or utilize the most?
That's tough. That's really tough, April, because I do love rubber stamps. And, you know, there was one time that the ink pad got like a new shipment of Cat's Life Press. And I was like, I'm there like tomorrow morning, the moment you open, and I got one of each. I'm like, so Cat's Life is like something that I have like a full bin of. And I also love the Stemple Jazz from Nico Neko. They're so expensive, like $17. But I'm like, you know, I was telling my boyfriend, I really love that the brand. It's like, so it's German, and I think only Nico Neko in the States carries the brand. So I wouldn't buy them all at once, but I would buy one each visit because it's so expensive. Yeah. And so rubber stamps are like some, like, are things that I get. Again, it's going back to that story where I had this small collection of rubber stamps and my roommate's ferrets like
ate them all, and now yeah, it came full circle, and now you're like the collector with a vengeance.
Yeah, exactly. It's like, you know, and then this one's from Nico Neko. Like, I'm in love with these.
They're so good.
Yeah, I mean, I'm fortunate that I live in New York, where you can just hop in a train, go to Yoseka, Nico Neko, ink pad, goods for the study. And, you know, I'm like, I also work next to a Kinokuniya. So I get these. Other than stamps, I can't get enough of stickers. I can't get enough stickers. I got this notebook, the spiral notebook from Travelers that has the pockets. So I use them for stickers. Like, I have, this is my third one that I'm
filling. That's such a smart idea. Yeah, they have that like pocket pages.
Yeah.
Sleeved pages. So you use that to store your sticker sheets.
Stickers, yeah.
That's awesome.
So I take them out of their packages, but sometimes I feel like you need to like remember where you got them. So I make notes. Mm-hmm. You know, I make notes of the brand like on the back. Stickers are like next to rubber stamps. I'm obsessed with stickers. This is from Nico Neko. Dodo Lulu,
the Hong Kong artist. Yeah. I love her stuff. I actually have a shipment coming from Nico Neko of that exact sticker you're holding right now.
I was like, because like it was a restock, so I was like, okay, that's probably gonna sell fast, so I'm gonna like, I bought it and I said I'm gonna pick it up like this week. So like,
yeah,
you know, I told her. And then I really love the print on stickers
from,
you know,
the MU. It's a Taiwanese brand, and it's like that kind where you cut and you press it.
So, you know, I also like buying multiples. I'm a hoarder in that sense. It's bad. You see, especially with stickers, you know, with stamps, you only need one, of course. But
the stickers run out, right?
Yeah, or like you want to keep them for like for the future or something. So I, you know, the prices are a little like steep for me, but so I only got two of each, but maybe eventually like the next restock I'm gonna get like four, you know. So this botanical one's from MU. I don't know how much of these I have. I buy them usually at Nico Neko, but I also buy them from Kiroku in Germany.
Wow. Yeah,
because I feel like, as stationery lovers, I think the onus is on us to like make use of all our resources out there. And I want to support every stationery store in the world. I feel like, especially during the pandemic, I'm like, there are the stores that, you know, would probably need our business. So I shop, you know, I try to like get, you know, if there's like things that I can get at Kiroku, I would get. And then, because like you're already paying for the shipping, so might as well like add like a few things that, even though I know I could get them at Nico Neko, I feel like, okay, just add it on. It would help her business, you know.
And I feel the same way. I get my new print-on stickers from Stickerific, which is all the way in Malaysia.
You know, speaking of like Malaysian, there's a lot of like online stores based in Malaysia. And, you know, there are a lot of online stores that I've been wanting to shop at. It's just that because of the pandemic, I get anxiety over shipping.
That's
why I get so much anxiety. That's why I'm so happy that there's Mikoneko and Inkpad and Yoseka, because you can just like hop on a train. But you know, I really get, I want to support these businesses. There's this store in Australia called Mi'kmaq. They have Asian, and they also have like Denison style, like vintage looking like stamps, like really like they're almost like Krimgen, but like it's like a vintage like Americana. It's like so beautiful. I've been wanting to shop there. I told the Impact you should carry this brand. It's called Mi'kmaq, because I saw that Cafe Analog started carrying the brand. So I said, I think you should carry Mi'kmaq in the States, because it's really beautiful. And you know, I've been wanting to shop there, but you know, I saw Cafe Analog shipment. It took months. I said, I don't want that to happen to me. I would go crazy. So like, I can't wait for the pandemic to be over so I can like order from like stores in Malaysia, stores in Australia, stores in like Hong Kong.
Yeah.
You know, it's just, you know, stores in Japan. It's just like, I get anxiety. And then, you know, the Apri stickers, I'm really obsessed with. I'm really, really obsessed with, like, I'm
the botanicals, the flowers. Yeah, they're
the
just
flowers.
They're that key element in your formula. Yeah. So you needed to have them.
I do. And I at the Impact yesterday, she, you know, when she called me, she's like, I have the Apri. I said, I'll take like three of each, because like because it's just one sheet, and I'm like, you can easily use all of it. Okay, in layout.
I'm kind of glad I don't live in the same city with you, because your enabling skill is kind of scary. Like if we hang out all the time, we would be by
I would love to go shopping with you. You
know? Come on over to Seattle. Let's have like a tamer shopping
experience. I know.
Except unless you go to Portland, then Portland, Oregon has a lot of stationery, and Kat's Life Press is right there. And you know,
have you been to like her like?
No, place? I don't think she has a shop, but we have a place called Collage down there in Oregon, and then they're also like this art supply stamps, like a lot of things, and we actually order from Cat's Life Press like directly, like we fill out those old school invoices. And we just buy in bulk.
Somebody did that from New York. She said that she did that. She's like, she orders directly. She's like, I fill out that catalog, that sheet, and then I just like, you know, I just can't wait, and then I get them. And she's like, well, I really get anxiety from shipping, so I just like go directly to Impact. So I could just like wait for them to like get to Impact. So
but that's so awesome. I'm so glad we talked about all these like shops today that you know, you can physically help out if you are in New York, or you know, they're in the States. Shipping at least is a little bit more reliable than, you know, international shipping.
Yeah.
And I'm just so inspired by your spreads today, what you talked about and your formula. And I actually can't wait to go try it out later in my Traverse Notebook and my Hobonichi. I really need to get back to my Traverse Notebook. But
yes, you do. You know, I need to get more into the Hobonichi, but I just have a hard time with the paper. Like some girls are like, how do you like the Hobonichi? I'm like, I like it. I like the format, but they're like,
they're not super stamp friendly, because the stamps that we use, the ink pads, like they kind of bleed through. But if you're like a writer sort of journaler, then Hobonichi is great for fountain pens, which is you know, the other spectrum of stationery lovers, the fountain pen enthusiast. Exactly. So yeah, it's really I'm everyone has their own different tastes, and you definitely kind of geared towards the Traverse Notebook collaging style, and I think that's totally fine. And who knows, maybe next year when the covers are all released, see about you getting another Hobonichi or not.
I probably will, because I love the Sesame Street. I'm like, I'm probably I keep saying I'm not gonna get a new cover, but I'm probably gonna want that Sesame Street. Because it's just so cute. And you know, I barely go, before I felt like you have to like do something every day because it's like a daily notebook. But I'm like, no, if you don't feel anything for that day, you don't have to.
So blank page is totally fine.
Yeah. Blank page is like, you know, it's like no comment is a comment. You know? So I feel like, if there's, you know, it says a lot if it's blank. There's something there, you know, something, maybe it's like, you know, quiet there, like maybe there's just, you know, it's overwhelming that you can't put it in one page. So, you know, so sometimes I feel like, okay, you don't have to like always fill, you don't have to fill up every page. So that's how, I mean, because of the pandemic too, like I barely go on my weekly, and I stopped doing my monthly. I used to do this for my monthly.
Oh, right. The photos in each little box. I thought that was ingenious and that was so nice, but you stopped doing it. It does feel like a lot of work. Like you have to go and print it out and like pick out one photo a day. And
it is the most time consuming.
But it looks really so good though.
I stopped like in, I think the last month I did was, I did that spread for Christine because she, you know, she wanted me to be part of her team, but I said I couldn't churn out projects every month, but I'll be like a contributor. So I did this for Christine specifically. Mm-hmm. And but my normal one is it's just like, you know, I fill it out with like, you know, picture a day. Mm-hmm. And then
that exact size of the monthly boxes.
Yeah.
So a lot of Japanese users do this, actually. They use their little printers.
Yeah, the Canon. It actually comes out in a sheet that's six pictures in a sheet, and you can just cut it. It comes out.
Oh, is it the pocket? The Canon Ivy.
The Ivy. Mm. I think it's called Inspic in Asia, and it's called something else in Europe. So it like prints like this, and then you have to cut it. It's too much. It's time consuming.
Right.
So, and I'm like, there's nothing going on anyway. So what am I gonna like post here? So like, there's nothing going on. So I've kind of like I've really abandoned my dated notebooks, and then this is my last weekly.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I always put there has to be like a show that it's premiering that week.
Yes.
To remind me. So like, you know, and then like a little Polaroid. So yeah, because of the pandemic, it's tough to like get inspired to like fill out your weekly or your dated
notebook. Or dated pages. But that's okay because we kind of balance that with the creative mm-hmm. spreads and mm-hmm. you know, it just goes, it's a representation of ourselves, right? Like the different times of our lives,
right.
what it is. So, mm-hmm. so, but that's okay. And I still feel like you share with us a lot of great snippets today, tips, you know, things to consider when you're creating a spread, a lot of enabling the shops, and the listeners will thank you for that. So guys, if you guys want to follow more of Andy's beautiful pages, go to @storypages.
And thank you, April.
We can't wait to bring you another fun episode next week. Thank you.
Thank you, April. Thank you.